Hey, Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. So the first question, I guess, would be, how is it like to face your twin coming up this weekend?
It's going to be a unique opportunity. I mean, just to grow up with the guy. And, we've always played on the same team. So at this level, to say we're having the ability to face off, it'll be something special that we'll probably realize after the game or probably some years from now.
Have you guys been in any trash talking this week? I know Devin said that he told you to lose his phone number.
Yeah, we've cut off all communication. I only have one brother this week.
The big question up here is, how is your mother going to react to this, Jason? I'm sure she'll probably be in the crowd for the game. What is she going to do wardrobe-wise?
Well, I told her, you know, she's actually coming down today, so she'll be staying with me. So as long as she's staying with me and plans to come back to the house after the game, she'll be rooting for the Titans.
Devin said she's going to wear a half and half jersey, but with the Patriots shirt underneath, you're not going to let that happen?
Nah, there won't be any Patriots memorabilia in Nashville at all.
Yeah, we just talked to Devin a few minutes ago, and he said, well, he was asked that, you know, which one was your mom's favorite, and without hesitation, he said him. What do you have to say about that?
I mean, you know, everybody has to be confident in themselves, so I would expect him to say that.
He said the ticket request fell on your shoulders because you're serving as host this week. So how many family members are you going to have in the stadium on Sunday?
Just about 20. So since I'm the one at the home game, a ticket request fell on me. So I'll be looking for a check for about half from Dev.
And Devin's mentioned that in practice this week, a lot of his teammates have come up and said, you know, you look just like Jason running around out there. Have some of your teammates said the same thing? You look like Devin from the film?
Yeah, people have been saying that since his rookie year. So it's funny, when you turn the film on both of us, you can see just a lot of similarities in our body movements. Some of the guys have joked around and say we even walk alike. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Have you had some offensive teammates this week come to you and sort of looking for a scouting report?
Well, I told them guys I'm probably the best scout team look they can get this season going up against Dev on Sunday, because our games are so similar, so I can line up and probably without notice just do some of the things that he does.
Since you are a twin, how easy is it for you to spot flaws in your brother's game, and then how easy is it to share those flaws with your teammates?
Well, I mean, I haven't really gotten a chance to watch him play other than he may watch a game or two on TV, but as far as studying him, you know, on our end, we're held up studying Tom Brady in that offense, so I haven't really gotten a chance to be able to look at any flaws in his game or anything like that.
You mentioned similarities in your game, Jason, with your brother. Are there differences, and if so, how so?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I leave it up to other guys to figure out what the differences are. But I think we both, we go out and we play hard, not afraid to tackle, and go out there and just do whatever kind of your team needs you to do to try to win the game.
He was a first-round draft pick. You recently got a nice little contract extension right down there in Tennessee. What? Who's got the bragging rights there?
I don't know. I probably have a little bit of him now. I talked a little trash to him about when I first signed and about him being the first rounder. It didn't matter anymore. But it's just kind of, I guess, a good motivation for each other. Kind of, it pushes us to try to get to where the other one's at.
How did growing up, you know, with each other kind of help you guys evolve your games?
Oh, it's been huge. Always having somebody next to you that's going to be honest with you and push you. I can remember some of our college workouts, just getting out there and it'd be hot and you feel like slacking off. And just to have that person to the side of you that wasn't afraid to tell you that you were slacking off or to step it up, things like that, just having that person to push you and motivate you to get to where we are today.
You guys ever, like, used to go hard in, like, basketball or, like, Madden or anything like that?
Oh, man, you can ask my mom about that. Basketball games and video games always ended in a fight. We play basketball and not keep scoring, just go at it.
Which brother could take the other one? Fighting. Fighting-wise.
Basketball-wise, I was the first team all-county player in high school. He was second, so.
Since you are a twin, do you think that come game time on Sunday, it's going to feel any different to you to play a game where your brother's on the other team?
I don't know. I mean, it might feel a little bit weird. You know, usually Sundays after our game, I'm always hoping he has a good game and wins the game. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out after the game how we felt.
Was it last year that you and your brother bought your mom a house?
Yeah.
What was that whole, to be able to do that, that must have been very rewarding for the two of you.
Yeah, that was an extraordinary feeling. That's part of the reason, just that's kind of what motivated us our entire lives, just to be able to grow up and be able to give back and do things for my mom. So to be able to do things like that and just see the smile on her face and to know that you're making a huge difference for her in her life, that's probably the best feeling that we can get coming out of this.
What's the best case scenario for the McCourty twins on Sunday?
Titans with a win. They'll get over it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
I appreciate it.